And now, Sports Report for June by Andrew Colomossi, Part 1. Hello again and welcome back to our monthly look at the sports scene in and around the town. And this time we open our bulletin with cricket and news of an excellent start to the season by both our Lancashire League clubs, Todmorden and Walsden. More of high-flying Walsden later, but there's certainly a feeling of optimism at Centre Vale, with Todd holding down a place in the Premier Division's top four and reaching the last eight of the Worsley Cup knockout competition. A comfortable home win over Middleton, with South African professional Ed Moore hitting 60 in a total of 270 for seven, set the standard, and Moore hit another half century in the next victory, a five-wicket win at Enfield. The home match against Lower House fell victim to the weather, but Todd picked up where they left off with a resounding six-wicket win at Rochdale, with Moore taking a remarkable four wickets for just five runs to polish off the opposition for a meagre total of 78. And Todd progressed to the quarter-finals of the Worsley Cup with a 69-run victory over Enfield at Centre Vale. Their success has been anything but a one-man show, however, with the rest of the side backing up Moore along the way. But it's still early days, of course, and a stern test awaits them at Champions Burnley in the last eight of the Worsley Cup. Now table tennis, and news of a disappointing trip to Thailand for Todmorden's Paralympic hopeful Megan Shackleton, the Sheffield University student who is a member of the British elite squad. Megan and her six British teammates took part in the Olympic qualifying tournament, knowing that victory would guarantee them a place in the team for the Paris Games later this year. But in what was described by a team official as one of the toughest events of the season, the GB squad had to settle for three bronze medals, one of which belonged to Megan. The winner-takes-all nature of the competition meant this was not good enough for automatic qualification for the Olympics, so now Megan and her fellow medalists have to hope for a wildcard ticket to Paris. British performance director Goradz Vetsko said afterwards, "There were a lot of good players in every class who had not already qualified for Paris. Our players tried their best, but unfortunately this was not enough, and now we will wait for decisions on wildcards. So for Megan's supporters, it's a question of keeping fingers firmly crossed until decision day at the end of the month."